And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ talking Sherrard High School girls basketball on the Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight this week with senior Adeline Ellsbury off to a good start in her senior season. We're kind of to the midway point of the season now as we flip the calendar to 2026. Let's start, Adeline, just by giving us like a progress report, how you think things have been going for you and your teammates so far in 2025-26.
I think things have been going really well. I mean, we had a hard loss against Riverdale, which was really upsetting for us, but I think that's a motivator for the future. We have a game against Mirco coming up tonight, and I think that'll be exciting and kind of just show what we've become and what we're going to be able to do against Riverdale.
So when you look at the season for you, as I said at the top of our conversation, kind of midway through the senior season for you, does it feel like any different with this being your senior year playing basketball? Like, do the games feel maybe a little more meaningful? Are you trying to take it all a little bit more in, I guess, as you play, or does it feel like normal for you?
I honestly have just been, like, trying not to think about it, because it makes me sad. But I mean, like, I am going to play four more years in college, but I don't feel like it feels that different because I just try not to pay attention to it as much. I just try to go out there and work hard and not be regretful, but I don't pay attention to, like, it being my last game or whatever.
So can you talk to me about, like, your growth as a player throughout your high school career? I know you played some minutes off the bench as a freshman back 3 years ago. Now you've developed into a three-year starter for the program. Just talk about kind of how you've been able to develop and grow as a player to the type of player you are now as a senior.
So as my freshman year, I was able to play with Kyla, so that was really fun. So I kind of had her support and, like, helping make me more confident my freshman year, so that was nice. And then, like, my sophomore and junior year, we had the same starters. So, like, we were able to build something strong sophomore year, and then junior year we were really strong. So I was able to, like, use that group and, like, grow and not have anyone leave. And then my senior year, you know, like, you're kind of the big dog, so you kind of get other people's respect and kind of build. And we have a good senior group that have a people that want to work hard. And I think that we all push each other to do the right thing, and it's helped me develop a better mentality and just, like helping motivate people is a good thing as well. Like, I don't know. It's just a good group.
So you mentioned as a freshman playing with your older sister, Kyla. Now as a senior for you, you play with your younger sister, Justine, who's a freshman now. So what has that been like? You kind of been on both ends of the spectrum, like you said, where you were the freshman with your older sister. Now you're the senior with your younger sister. What's that been like, getting to play with both of them for 1 year?
I think it's been really special. I mean, like I said, when I was playing with Kyla, she, like, helped motivate me and helped, like, kind of bring me up and what I needed help with, and kind of, like, showed me, like, the ways of the Sherrard program. And then now I get to do that for Justine. And just for Justine and I, we don't have as many people playing. This year we really only rotate seven, so it's a little bit more special with Justine just because we get to play together a lot more than Kyle and I got to play together, because she is in that seven. And I think it's just a lot of fun to be able to play with your sister, and I know my parents really enjoy it as well.
So I talked with one of your classmates and teammates, Ellie Swanson, earlier in the season. She was talking about, now her dad, of course, is your head coach, Doug Swanson. Now he's basically coached your group since you guys were, like, third graders, I think is what she said. So how has that been, like, having him around basically your whole basketball playing career? Does that make it feel a little more special with the senior season with him around, because he's been with you guys for so long?
Yeah, I mean, Doug and I have a pretty good relationship. Like, at first, like, it took some time for us to, like, get closer, but now, like, I feel like I can come to him with whatever, and, like, if I'm feeling something, I just tell him, and I don't have to, like, second guess whether it's appropriate or not. I just, like, tell him. And I just think that he takes what I say, like, seriously, and I really appreciate that. And so I think that it's a good way to end my season. I'm glad I got to have him as a coach. And, yeah, I definitely been, like, nice having the same coach and, like, knowing what to expect and knowing how things are going to be ran.
All right, just as we wrap up with you, as we kind of look ahead towards the second half of the season here, as we're kind of nearing mid-January now, I guess you could say, just kind of the goals, expectations you have for you and your teammates the rest of the 2025-2026 season.
I would really like to get a conference championship. We'd have to beat Riverdale and Mirko, but I think that would be a lot of fun. I think that for sure past regionals, we didn't make it past regionals last year, and that was, like, devastating for me, and especially because it was a team that we've already beaten twice in season, so that was frustrating. So I really want to make it past that, especially being my senior season and all.
All right, Sherrard senior girls basketball player Adeline Ellsbury joining us on WRMJ. Adeline, I appreciate the time. Thank you for speaking with us, and good luck the rest of the season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.